Vortex Temporum. Composers and the inner thoughts about this and that. A podcast by Lee Mina and Art Nutin.
My name is Jan Martin Smørdal. I'm a Norwegian composer living on a peninsula just outside Oslo. I'm also a co-founder and member of Ensemble Neon. My musical background is rooted in jazz, pop, and other non-classical expressions, particularly those involving improvisation and experimentation. At the same time, much of my daily work is with classical trained performers, such as Alessandra Rombola, the flute player you are now hearing performing my piece Repetition 2. She's also a brilliant improviser. In this podcast, I want to talk about some recurring topics in my compositional praxis, things I have been working with a lot. I've divided this talk into four parts. Composing as trying to, imitation as trying to, improvisation as trying to, and attention as trying to. Some time ago, I read Philip Warren Anderson's text, More is Different. In it, Anderson claims something like, a change of quantity is a change of quality. This text, or rather, what I realized after reading this short article, resulted in a shift in my compositional praxis. When I compose something, I feel I try a piece, rather than compose a piece. I almost never know where my trying to is heading. I do not always know what I'm trying to do or accomplish either. But in this effort of trying to, I often, maybe always, start with an imitation, that is, recording or transcribing the effort of imitation. It could be me imitating something I see or hear. It could be a performer imitating herself, or me imitating myself. What I imitate is not the most important thing for me, but I am very much interested in the impossibility of imitation, the impossibility of exact repetition. And what really tickles my interest is how the process of imitation unfolds, to observe what happens as one pursues the act of or state of imitation. As the trying to take shape of repetitions, the quantity of repeated imitations gradually redefines the expression or character. Change of quantity creates other qualities. Amount defines character. The change of quantity can be expressed not only through different amounts of sound, pulses or impulses, or even absences of sound, but also differences in the amount of time. Some of my pieces even use different amounts of the performer's memories as source material, especially evident in the trilogy, My Favorite Thing. Imitation is something that feels necessary for me to somehow understand whatever surrounds me, to feel and sense whatever it is I imitate. Immediately after I have imitated something, I start repeating this imitation, or rather, I repeat my interpretation of my imitation, recomposing this small bit continuously. I suddenly now have what I believe composers call a material, only I very often leave this material as is, as the piece. I may add to the piece, reacting to the compiled repetitions, or try to change something, my trying to still continues. Sometimes I am unable to stop my aimless trying to or urge to react, thus feeling a paralysis in terms of not being able to find an ending, and the whole process overwhelms me. I feel when involving in improvisation that the starting point, if such exists, doesn't always consist of a material. Rather, the starting point could be a situation, a setup of surroundings, objects, or instruments. Sometimes it is only an attitude, a motivation for response. For me, improvisation, or any shape of interplay, is always relational to my co-performers, in the sense that the how transcends the what. Once again, the material is of little interest. To me, that is. Improvisation can be responses and imitation of something one feels is unexhausted, whether it be material or something relational, something that can shift the musical situation despite any known starting point. There is also a continuous change of attention, both in the performer and in the composition. Despite states of attention being hard to quantify, somehow the amount of attention changes the quality of how a composition is experienced. For me, attention is paramount for the performed composition or the interplay situation. Traditionally, attention is directed towards existing and pre-rehearsed material. Sometimes I need a situation where there's a letting go of the material, so the performer directs her attention towards whatever emerges in the situation, being either sounds or a type of response. Thank you for listening.
You listen to Jan Martins Myrdal. This episode was released on the 21st February 2023. Vortex Temporum is a podcast by Limina and Arte no Tempo.